Well, I suppose it's deeply concerning but not surprising that again this push for the further militarisation of the European Union, but also to prop up the arms industry to effectively guarantee them a funding line. So while the European Union rules itself says that the EU budget cannot be used to fund military projects, they're actually bypassing that rule by saying it's for research, but the research is research into weapons and military equipment. So it is deeply concerning. I mean, it's a huge amount of money. It's $500 million when we're hearing that there won't be money post Brexit to sustain CAP and things like that, and here we are giving money effectively to the arms industry.
But what's so wrong about beefing up our defence industry? Because after all, we need to ensure that Europe can secure itself against various maybe security measures that might happen in the future. And we can see that terrorism is still a threat in European lands.
Well, the European Commission particularly, and the European Parliament at times, is very keen on bringing in new measures and putting forward proposals for extra funding, but they have yet to carry out a proper evaluation of what they already have. So, for example, there's 90 binding instruments around surveillance, counter-terrorism projects, but they haven't once carried out an evaluation as to how effective they are. And I think and firmly believe that if you want peace and stability, the way to go about it is not to increase the amount of weapons that you have and artillery, it's to try and de-arm the European project and to go back to, I suppose, the more peacemaking project. Because if you look at it from the perspective is that we're effectively like the Donald Trump school, where you're saying that in order to reduce conflict or reduce threats, it's to add more weapons into the mix. So I just think that it's always the large countries in the European Union that have the vested interests in the arms industry, and they're always pushing for funding mechanisms or for more software and more binding instruments, but which is effectively just subsidising very, very profitable arms industries.
But surely it's naive to suggest that we go back to some era where, we don't really beef up our defence systems and that, somehow or another that may leave us vulnerable to attack from those outside or within the European Union.
Well, if you take, for example, some of the recent terrorist attacks in Europe, they were carried out by citizens of Europe, so they weren't people coming in terms of the surveillance and monitoring of the flights. And in the case of the Belgian one, at the time the Belgian chief police said they were dealing with a 22% shortage of police numbers. In Ireland, we've seen a huge reduction in our policing numbers. Our community policing, which the Irish government are saying is our way of dealing with counter-terrorism, that's our front line for intelligence, that effectively doesn't exist. The Gardaí have said that themselves in 2015. So it would be much better for member states and for the European project itself to be putting, I suppose, funding where the funding will actually work, which is resourcing the public services and the policing and intelligence, instead of just giving it to the arms industry to decide what they want to spend it on in terms of research.
Of course, I'm sure, no doubt, that there are Irish companies that could benefit from some of the funding that will be established now through this fund. I mean, there are Irish, whether they're startups or established businesses, which, in some way or another are maybe developing initiatives or doing research on the security industry.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's just wrong that taxpayers' money is being given to private companies. These are private companies, they can go about their business. But of Ireland, and particularly Ireland being proud of its neutrality, funding the arms industry, I think a lot of people would be very concerned about that in Ireland if they knew that their taxes were going to those sort of industries, as opposed to a whole range of other areas where we're lacking terribly in terms of investment.